Hi, I'm Warren Bryson, and I'm the prince in the current musical production of Cinderella at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. I like the way Lynn Myers describes this Cinderella because she says, this ain't your grandparents' Cinderella, and that is as accurate as it can be. It's really fast-paced, it's fun, it's great for the whole family. There's something for adults and for children, but as if you've ever seen Joe McDonough, David Kaiser, Fitz Patton musical, it's the music is complex and driving, and the songs kind of take you to places that really like whoosh you way into this different world, but also make you think a little. And the beauty of that is that with this production, it actually takes a different approach into Cinderella. It's not so much the girl who's just kind of destitute, cleaning after her stepsisters, and the prince who has it all and is just looking for a wife. It's actually two people who are very much into books and reading and philosophy, and romance and marriage are just further from anything they could want at that time in their lives. And it's actually their families who are saying, hey, well, what think about this? What about romance? What about getting married? And it kind of takes them on a journey to find one another. For more information about Cinderella and Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, go to WVXU.org. And right now I'm reading A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. I really like the aspect of it. It's looking at history basically from the loser's point of view. So, you know, throughout school and just through general media, you tend to get the winner's perspective. And it's really fun to look at the United States from the day when, or the time when Columbus came over, all the way up through basically now, from, oh, well, what did the other side think? Like, oh, what did the Native Americans think about Columbus coming over? And, you know, what did America think about the Revolution? Things like that that aren't necessarily from the, yes, we have to take our independence side, but more the, oh, but this is going to affect me negatively. It's really interesting. It's actually, I think, on many lists for a top read as far as just getting to know history. I'm no history buff, so it's been very interesting for me to kind of look at history in a different way. A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn.